Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wild pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Arozarena watches it go.
George Springer's all-time great home run moment for the Jays. Funny how I saw this and I know it's right. Like, just didn't think about how rare it might be. The Blue Jays have four huge late inning, come from behind game or series winning home runs over the years, over the decades. And somebody put that in context, like teams don't have two of these, but you have Joe Carter, Bautista with the bat flip, Encarnacion. I remember where I was for that game in a bar and how the Orioles wouldn't use Zach Britton because Buck Showalter didn't think it was right to use his closer in a tie, even in an elimination game. And Encarnacion beat him. And then it was Springer the other night, down two in the bottom of the seventh, one of the all-time flips in win probability in, like, playoff history, down two in the seventh like that. No outs, right? No outs for that home run?
That's right.
But no less incredible of a moment.
Yeah.
I'll be in there on Saturday. Things change. I said yesterday I wasn't going to go, but now I am. And when I thought about that OK Blue Jay song last night, I got chills.
Yeah.
I'm just so ready to go and feel that, having never been to a game in the World Series. The closest I've come was an NLCS game, Pirates-Braves. In the early 90s, Wakefield,
all right.
The late Tim Wakefield, pitched a gem for Pittsburgh at Three River Stadium against Atlanta. Atlanta would win the series, but I still remember that night very well. Out in right center field at Three Rivers, barely able to see anything.
Right.
But still, I always like having that in my pocket that I went to that game. Here's Mike Wilner, a frequent guest of ours over the many years with the Blue Jays, but never like this. Mike, it doesn't feel right. Nothing personal, of course, to congratulate you on the Blue Jays' accomplishments, but congratulations to Toronto. It's really been a long time.
I mean, you can congratulate me if you want.
Okay.
I have a whole hell of a lot to do with it, I think.
I will. Congratulations, Mike.
Good
Great job,
Mike.
Mike Wilner.
Good job.
Thank you. First of all, that NLCS game you're talking about, just in 92, I think, I saw the first pitch Tim Wakefield ever threw as a professional and broadcast it. So it was super cool. He was just down the road from you guys in Welland with the Pirates.
Oh, okay.
And in 1989, he was their third baseman hitting like 160. And one day in August, he just came out to the mound and we're all like, what the heck is this? And he starts flipping up knuckleballs. And 3 years later, he's killing it in the NLCS.
Went on to have a fantastic career, the late...
What a sad story in the end. He and his wife.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Blue Jays here, Mike, I guess, you know, sort of big picture. I know we talked before the season started. What were the expectations? How amazed or surprised are you that all this has happened?
You'll remember that when we talked about the expectations, I said that I expected them to be a fringe playoff team, to maybe get in as the third wild card. And that was seen as incredibly optimistic for this right. team. For them to wind up doing what they did and being the top seed in the American League, I mean, some of it has to do with the fact that there were really no great teams in the American League at all. But a lot of it just has to do with this relentlessness of the offense and the incredible defense and how opportunistic they were as a team in taking advantage of whatever the opposition gave them. Nobody saw this coming, and it has just been such a treat to watch.
Those are the best seasons, aren't they? I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
They're the best seasons.
If you were to ask me, out of all the Jays teams that I've covered, and I've covered like every single one of the last 30 years, this is probably the sixth or seventh best team, I think. But at the same time, it's the best team because it's the one that's going to the World Series. And you're right. This is so much fun to cover.
Yeah, I mean, the best I can do for a comparison here locally, I got to go back 20 years to when the Sabres were first good in 05 and 06. That was a season we did not really see coming. It didn't start off great even. And by the end, they were some bad luck injuries away from going to the final. The following year, everyone was expecting the same thing, and the season was nowhere near as fun because expectations were like, go win, go be the best team in the league, and we'll see what happens, you know, in May. And that, you know, when that team comes through, that is also satisfying. But for me, at least the way I'm wired, it's way more gratifying if a team sort of comes out of nowhere and goes on a run like this. And especially, like you've already said, like the some of the pieces that are coming through here, guys that spent significant time in Buffalo even, are not guys you would have been counting on back in April and May.
Very clearly, because you know the way they ran their off season showed that they weren't counting on these guys. They signed Andre, or they traded for Andrés Giménez because they didn't believe in Ernie Clement. They signed Anthony Santander because they didn't know what they had in Addison Barger. So it wasn't just us who didn't see it coming. It was right. them who didn't see it coming. It wound up costing them $200 million, but they're the ones who didn't see it coming either. But, you know, as out of nowhere as this was, because the Jays finished in last place last year, we do have to remember that three of the 4 years before that, they made the playoffs. And one of those years, the 1 year they didn't, they only missed by a game, knocked out on the last day of the season. So this has been bubbly. This year and last year were supposed to be the two best years of the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Bo Bichette era. But last year was just such a disappointment that it kind of knocked everybody off the rails.
Mike, what's the latest on Bichette? Do you expect him to play in the series, and like how prominent might he be here, like in terms of where he bats, and how do you think he might perform?
Funny you should ask. I'm actually writing a column about that right now. Mm-hmm. It will be in the Toronto Star tomorrow. I absolutely expect him to be on the roster, but I don't know that I expect him to play much. He's been out for 7 weeks, but he's such a good hitter. Like, I'm never worried about that swing. I think that Bo could, like, fall out of bed on Christmas Day and get three hits. But the problem is he can't play defense. I can't imagine that there's any scenario. Like, he's barely run the bases yet. I can't imagine he plays shortstop, which means that if he's going to hit, he has to DH. And if he's going to DH, George Springer has to play the outfield. And George Springer hasn't put a glove on yet this entire postseason. He's DH'd every game, and he took that 96-mile-an-hour fastball off his knee back on Friday night. So I don't know if he can play the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not taking him out of the lineup. So I think Bichette may just be a big spot pinch hitter early on in the series, and then if Springer's knee gets well enough that he can run around in the outfield, then maybe Bo DHs.
With Mike Wilner, it's just such a fun experience here, just sort of following. I'm a total bandwagon fan when it comes to the Jays. Guerrero, Springer, Mike, so, you know, you look at his stats, and, you know, this is really a question for you, of course. I'm not intimate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Following it day to day like you would be as a reporter, but you look at the last 4 years, and I don't know, how much hope was there from you, or do you think in general, from the Jays, even, that he turned in a season like this one? Where did it come from? Was it somewhat to be expected, or was it really kind of a shock?
Kind of a shock doesn't do justice to shocks. We were thinking in, all right, second last game of spring training, all right, after George Springer in 2024 was the worst hitter in Major League Baseball for 5 of the 6 months of the season. Strangely enough, in that 6 month, he was the best. But in the other 5, he was the worst hitter in Major League Baseball. His last game of spring training, the second last game of spring training, he looks terrible striking out in his first at-bat. He had one hit all spring to that point. And one of the reporters beside me just whispered to himself, retire. He was going to be 36 years old this year. He looked so bad. And then he homered in his next at-bat. And he hasn't stopped since. Nobody saw this coming. We were trying to figure out who was going to be playing right field for the Blue Jays on May 15th after they gave Springer 6 weeks and he was hitting 150 and he was done. This to be third in the league in OPS behind only Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh, who hit 60 homers, nobody saw this coming.
So L.A., we know, as a great team. I mean, they've been around for years, all the money, Ohtani, all of it, just the prowess of the Dodgers. But it's also a baseball series where, you know, the worst teams can beat the best teams. We know that, too. How do you handicap this? Blue Jays start at home. If they're able, they'll finish at home, too, 1-2-6-7. How much of a chance do you give them?
I mean, they've got more than a puncher's chance, I think. Every time you've written this team off, they have surprised you, everybody, all year long. Like, there were so many times, you know, they started the season 12-8. That was pretty good. But then they lost 16 out of 20. And we thought, okay, this is, you know, this is what we thought. But then they were the best team in Major League Baseball from that point on. And they lost 6 out of 7 to blow a 6.5 game lead in the AL East with like a week and a half left in the season. Then they won their last 4 to win the division when they needed to. They blew that 6-1 lead against the Yankees in game three and had a bullpen game the next day, and everybody thought they were done and won the series. They were down 2-0 at home in the ALCS and then lost game five after coming back to tie it. Everybody thought they were done. So I've learned to really, you know, every time you expect them to lose, they win, and every time you expect them to win, they generally don't, but they've also won 101 times this season. So the Dodgers are this great team. There's no question that they're a better team than the Blue Jays, but that hasn't seemed to matter. And I don't think they're going to – they're the underdogs for a reason. I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but they might. You know, I wouldn't put it past them. And it's so interesting. Like, the storyline of the Dodgers, they have Shohei Ohtani, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They have Roki Sasaki, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They have Teoscar Hernandez, who the Blue Jays wanted. They have Freddie Freeman, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They went after all four of those guys in free agency, and they all signed with the Dodgers. The Jays struck out on every one of them, and yet here they are without all of them in the World Series. It's pretty cool. They might get stomped. They might win in five games. I mean, it's that's the beauty of this game. It doesn't matter who's better. It only matters who's better that week.
Boy, that is really juicy. That those guys that Toronto chased them all. I didn't know about the depth of it. I obviously knew about Ohtani. How's the pitching? What do we got? Like, you know, to start off the series here. Like, what's the order starter wise?
They haven't announced it, but there's no reason to believe it's going to be any different than the other two. It'll be Kevin Gausman, I assume, in Game 1, and Trey Savage in Game 2, Shane Bieber in Game 3, and Max Scherzer in Game 4.
Loved Bassett in Game 7.
You guys only got your Savage in Buffalo for a month, but what a crazy story that is.
Yeah, he tried to get to every professional team this year, all 50 states, but didn't quite make it. Mike, for all the conversations we've had over the years, your line, "I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but they might," is my favorite. I mean, because, you know, they're in it, and let's just have fun with it and see what happens. Their lineup is so good. You've got some, there's pitching to like too. I just can't wait for it. I'll be up there Saturday night, and that'll be just an insane experience. So, can't wait. Any Bills questions, Mike?
All right. Pardon?
Any Bills questions or anything we can help you with before you go?
I've already used up the Bills in my survivor pool, but I thought I was done last week because I had the Broncos, but that happened.
Wow, that's a nice.
I need some help. I will definitely check in with you guys.
What a survival that was, Denver. 33 points in the fourth quarter. That definitely looked dead. Mike, thanks. Enjoy the series.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Cheers, man.
Mike Wilner, Toronto Star. Read on Bo Bichette. I just shortened it. Bo Bichette from Mike by tomorrow. Game one is Friday night. Goes Friday, Saturday in Toronto. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in L.A. Then next Friday, Saturday back in Toronto. So,
If necessary.
If necessary. Yep. Very cool. All right. Sal coming up at 5. The latest on the Bills injuries. There are still some issues here, despite the bye week. Limited on a couple of guys that are important for Sunday. We'll talk about that and more with Sal in about 15 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.